I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Lot to talk about, unfortunately, after a disaster out in Los Angeles. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing?
Not good, Hugh. I mean, you know how we're doing. Not good at all.
Yeah.
All right. We have Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. It's a date event as we talk about a football team that is free falling and a quarterback that is free falling. 22-19 final score last night in overtime. The Eagles go down to the Los Angeles Chargers, and there's a lot to unpack. I'm sure we're going to unpack it all for the next 4 hours here on the show. On days like this, nights like last night, I can't beat around the bush. I can't do the pretend thing. I can't let's blame six different people. You guys could do that. I'm just going to say what the obvious is, and then you want to make an excuse for it, you can. You want to talk through it, we can. It's up to you guys decide where this goes today. The Eagles have a quarterback problem. For the first time in 5 years, I'm saying that sentence. I haven't said that since 2020. The Philadelphia Eagles have a quarterback problem. Jalen Hurts last night played the worst football game I've ever seen him play. That was a disgusting football game by the quarterback. He lost them the football game last night. Hugh, I have no idea where they go now. I have no idea how they fix this, make it better. That was a player that is regressing in front of our eyes. We had a caller on this show, I don't know, a few months ago, who made an off, like, just kind of a joke that this is early onset Russell Wilson, where how Russell Wilson declined, and then when he hit a wall, it ended. And I saw last night that vision that that caller had a few months ago. This reminds me of Russell Wilson when he got to the Denver Broncos. And maybe the numbers looked okay overall for a season, but you watched him play, and it was a bad quarterback. Jalen Hurts last night was awful. And I think anything you feel, anything the Eagles feel is on the table because I'm watching the game last night. And if I didn't know his name, if I didn't know what they just did last year as a team, if I didn't know what he'd accomplished the last 4 years as a starting quarterback, and you just dropped in out of outer space last night and you said, what do you think about this player? I'd say, get him off the field. Like, there's no way the guy that's sitting on the bench behind him is any worse. He's probably better. That's how bad that was last night. That's how bad it was. Jalen Hurts was horrendous. Hugh, what are you feeling after the Eagles go down 22-19?
Well, I mean, AJ didn't help him out on a couple of those plays. You know, the receivers had some drops. But, I mean, there's no denying what we saw. It was a bad game. And you know, it was one of those things where, you know, when you talk about Coach Sirianni taking over the play calling.
He didn't take over play
calling.
Well, yeah.
He took over.
Involved.
He was more involved in the play calling. I saw a sense of urgency last night. I saw a team play tough for the most part, but some of the same things that have happened in the past kind of reared their ugly heads. You know, the penalties, the holding calls and stuff
yeah.
that killed drives. Man, it was tough to watch. There were some and this is why, Joe, the win was the most important thing to me. It's because when you have a team that has so many blemishes on it, it's hard to correct everything in one shot. So you take the positives out of it and you try to build from that. One of the positives, they were a little bit more what's the word I want to use for I guess free throwing the football, which caused the fine. Well, I was trying to think of a nice way of saying they threw the ball, but you know, the outcome was not what you wanted.
Do we have to be nice today?
Well, I'm trying to find some positives.
Why?
In this.
Why?
Because what's accountability. Positive? Well, it's because of the accountability
the
bunny.
Bunny, you.
First of all, don't get mad at me.
I am.
What are you talking about?
Like I tried to tell
positivity.
Y'all yesterday.
How?
So this is what we're doing? We yelling at
yes.
each other today?
Why are you
no,
trying to
have
be positive?
You seen this team?
We like the reality of this situation.
Just say the truth.
The truth is, there was a little bit of growth, but the outcome.
Oh my God! You can't,
Joe. May I please be allowed to finish? There's a little bit of growth. The defense had 7 sacks yesterday. See, and everything is still in front of you. It is. It's rough, man. And I'm
Fake
not trying
news.
To. First of all, I am not trying to make anybody more upset than they already are, but I am speaking my truth. You're still going to the playoffs. They have to play better. No question about that. They have to play better. But damn, Joe, they had 7 sacks in the game.
They faced the worst of Hugh. Hold on. I apologize for throwing.
It's still positive.
I apologize for my pen flying out of my hand. I wasn't throwing it at you. I was throwing it down.
I feel it.
Okay.
You should.
Okay.
But I'm trying. What? I mean, listen.
Could not possibly care less about having 7 sacks.
It doesn't matter.
It's a bad day. I am not disputing that. But it ain't over.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see.
Sorry. So there's different. Let's calm down together. Let's calm down together, okay?
It's
10:05.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Sure, we can get to the defense playing well last night against the worst offensive line in the NFL. Vic Fangio's unit brought it. They tried their best. They couldn't win the game. The bigger issue is whether or not they can make the playoffs at 10-7 or 11-6, or if the Cowboys help out with another loss. We have a quarterback problem. The Eagles aren't winning the Super Bowl this year, guys. Let's just calm down. Like let's go back to reality here. This offense is bottom of the NFL. Because right now, again, we could talk through it and we could figure out what we think the Eagles should do and if this is fixable and all those kind of things. We have a bottom 10 quarterback in the sport right now. I'm saying what he's been. I'm saying what he is now. He is a bottom 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. Go watch the league. Go watch all 32 teams. Over the last 5 weeks, 57.5% completion. 4 touchdowns, 5 picks, 8 total turnovers, including 2-on-1 play last night, which is I thought was impossible.
That's a history. I mean, that made history. That's not a way you want to make history.
72.4 passer rating. I don't know what else to say besides for the.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The first time in 5 years, we have a quarterback problem. He's getting worse. He doesn't run anymore. They tried last night throwing over the middle, and I think we got our answer why. Like all the Petullo's a moron, Sirianni's a moron. Why don't they throw over the middle? Well, the quarterback's bad at it. He's bad. I mean, like, he can't throw over the middle with success consistently. They picked the ball off left and right. He almost threw a fifth pick that the guy dropped. We need to wake up. The Eagles need to wake up. And I often talk about, back in 2019, there was an Amazon, whatever the show was, right? And they were following the Eagles. And there was a moment where Carson Wentz overthrew Miles Sanders in the flat by like 10 yards.
I know, you showed me the picture.
And Howie Roseman, they panned to him and he looked like he saw a ghost. And they panned to Howie last night and the ghost of overrated quarterback past came back. And he saw it again. We're in trouble here because the quarterback is rapidly going down. I mean, Hugh, what are they going to do about the quarterback? What are we going to do about the quarterback? Like, yeah, they had seven sacks, and Vic Fangio's unit came to play, and they did run the ball better. Like, I agree with you, even though I got frustrated and slumped in my chair. There were some things they did better last night as a football team. But none of it matters if the quarterback turns the ball over five times.
And I totally agree with that.
Okay, Joe. So what are we going
to totally do? Agree with that. You're not going to like this answer that I'm going to give you, so I'm letting you know now.
I'm going to back away. Okay, so I'm not near the mic.
We're going to get back on the horse. We got the Raiders coming into town. And we're gonna run it back Sunday. Yeah. First of all, let me.
Does the notebook say it starts with the Raiders?
No, it does not say that.
Not yet.
I would not do that to anybody because I'm pretty sure when you do start picking up the phone lines, I'm gonna get some angry callers mad. And that's fine.
Understood.
I mean, I got broad shoulders, but just like what I say, when you come for the king, you better not miss. But the reality is, this is what we're talking around. I don't think they're going to bench Jalen. I don't think it happens this week. It's not going to happen this week.
So I right now, as I sit here on Tuesday, as we pick up the pieces of a disastrous loss last night, we're picking up the pieces. I think you're right now.
They're not going to bench him.
So let's just
need to move on from that.
No, we don't have to move on for anything. No, we don't. No, the way he played last night, he deserved to be sat down.
It's benchable. It's a benchable offense.
Yes, it was.
I'm not saying that it's not.
So okay,
but they're not going to bench
him. We'll unpack that and we'll work through that. But the point is, this is the point. You just said it. He played like a quarterback that should be benched. That's the problem.
Yes,
whether
it is.
Or not they do it or not, that's separate.
It is, and I think, and I know nobody wants to hear this morning, but Jalen Hurts has done enough in this league that he deserves a chance to make this right. This would be egregious if you sat him down.
Oh, I don't agree. I don't agree with that.
I know you don't. I know you, but I'm just telling you the truth.
Egregious was how I described the game last night.
No, it was bad. It was bad. I had friends of mine. Listen,
it's unbelievable.
I had friends of mine calling me, telling me I just want to hug you. Just give him a hug because he was playing that. Well, because they felt bad.
Why are we feeling bad for him? He makes $50 million a year. He threw the ball to their team five times.
I didn't feel bad.
Why would anyone feel bad? Like, besides the empathy.
He was having a rough day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for his teammates. He hung them out to dry last night.
Somebody needed to give me a hug. Is nobody thinking about me?
Like, it's not all his fault. A.J. Brown, he gator-armed one of them things.
I agree.
He gator-armed a couple of those passes now.
I agree.
So this is the thing. I understand that right now, most of the blame lays at Jalen Hurts' feet. Yeah. I am not disputing that. Not about to sit here and try to defend that. But – what about some of them bonehead-ass calls that Coach Sirianni made at the end of the game?
But none of them, at the half. But none of that lost the game like a quarterback with five turnovers.
I mean, it didn't. But still, it's not all his fault.
You know who I want to give a hug to or deserve a hug? The defense.
Yeah, they need
this
that.
Quarterback has hung them out to dry the whole year.
Jalen Phillips.
Hung them out to dry.
Can I just say this? I got a bad rap for not wanting to play the run. But I'd be damned if I look like, listen. I probably didn't want to play the run, but when I had to, I played. He don't play the run at all. He don't want none of that.
He's not interested in
that. He don't want none of that action.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk through here. The Eagles lose their third straight football game. Their magic number stays at 3 to win the division, but that's one thing. Then there's the big picture thing, which is the quarterback looks like it's over. I mean, like if I didn't know who he was, where he came from, what he just did, and I just watched the game last night, like if you flew in from outer space, we'd all have the same take. Get this guy off the field. He can't play. And I keep going back to that call we got on this show a couple months ago. Early onset, Russell Wilson. When Russell Wilson lost it and he got to the Broncos, his touchdown interception ratio looked good. Sean Payton couldn't wait to get him off the field. He stunk. and he bounced around to three different places, and he can't play anymore. Like, I don't know if this is just a slump or not, or it's over for the quarterback, but for the first time in 5 years, I think the Eagles have a legitimate quarterback problem. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning after we watched a disaster class last
night? Yeah, well, they did have 7 sacks, Joe. I just... if whatever anybody says today doesn't begin with the fact that the quarterback stunk it up and lost in the football game, then I'm considering the rest of their opinion just completely irrelevant. Everything else is deflecting. What about the coaches? What about this and that? A.J. Brown, all that stuff. Granted, like, A.J. bothered me too.
Yeah.
But if your main takeaway from that game isn't that the quarterback had 5 turnovers and completely blew them the game and has sucked now for the large majority of a month, it should be plainly obvious to everybody why this offense doesn't like to go under center, why they don't like to throw over the middle. The quarterback can't do it. He doesn't like to do it. He can't do it. He's holding this offense back. And I'm with you in that, like, not only am I thinking they have a quarterback problem, like, in my head last night, I'm starting to wonder about what are we going to do at quarterback for the next few years.
I know.
Like, how are we going to sell, like, this roster and the defense specifically is good enough to where I'm thinking that we are going to waste this era of Eagles football because of who we have at quarterback right now.
I have a sinking feeling that I'm not trying to want to frame this. I have a sinking feeling that the league knows now and it's over. Like, the league has figured out, Hugh, how to play this quarterback, what to do, and I don't think he can figure it back out. Like, is he going to throw the ball 5 times to the team again? No, probably not. That's an outlier in terms of turnovers. I don't think we're going to see that again. But it's a long time where they can't have consistent success throwing the football. Teams adjust. They know what he does. They know what he does well. They know what he doesn't do well. And I think there's enough tape out there now that it's... The idea of him going back to being a consistently excellent quarterback, I think we're getting further and further from that actually being the case.
I think that in order for that to happen, there has to be a reality check from the quarterback. Again, not trying to absolve him from anything, but we've seen this before. Michael Vick kind of went through the same thing until he got with Coach Reed. Like, you got to step away. Now, I will say it feels like most of the stories that have been written about him, you know, running the offense the way that he's ran it and it being pedestrian because of him, feels like there's some truth to that.
Sure.
Especially when you look at the performance of last night. But a lot of that, I feel, is because of the success that he's had and the way that he chose to do things. Nobody's above criticism in the NFL. And if you're a quarterback of Jalen's caliber, you have to know that if you don't change and adapt, teams are going to figure you out. You know, it's funny. I saw this video I think I sent to the group last night where Jeff Saturday and Peyton were arguing with each other.
Yeah.
And Jeff, like, they're best friends, but it just showed you the dynamic that Jeff, to me, I saw how Jeff held Peyton accountable, even though Peyton's the Hall of Famer.
Sure, yeah.
And he was telling Jeff, don't change the plays. And Jeff was like, well, get into the offense and run the ball more. And he was like, that's the kind of – like, you can't be in a position, in my opinion, where nobody can tell you anything. Because to me, that's where you get way too comfortable. And then you start having moments like you had last night. That was the absolute worst that Jalen has ever played in the NFL. And he said something last night that now I'm going to watch and see how he comes out Sunday. How do you respond? Because everything – see, I think that everything that happened to Jalen last night, it was meant to happen because now he has to come back and be real with himself.
So I agree with you. I don't know if there's another level to this. Like he may be real with himself, and they may try to do some different things. But I don't think there is. Is he going to wake up and process quicker? I mean, Troy Aikman crushed him last night. We're going to play some of the clips. Troy Aikman crushed him for not seeing the field. Like, he pointed out, he's waiting too long. There's a guy open over there. If he just turns around and throws it to him, it's an easy completion. He's making it harder on himself. So it's 6 years in the league. I don't think on year 6 he's going to change that part of his game. Then there's his arm, which is good, but it's not a rocket. We know that. We've known that from the minute he got in the league, right? It's fine. He can make throws if he's on time. But when he's late, like the last pick to end the game, he's a little late on that, right?
A lot late.
And then a tip, right? So the arm's not going to get significantly stronger. The processing speed's probably not going to get much different. I don't know how this recovers. Like, I don't know how we go back to being a consistently excellent quarterback. I'm seriously concerned with the future of the quarterback position here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. As we react together, Eagles go down. I mean, the game itself was a disaster. But now the bigger issue is I think we have a legitimate quarterback problem here in Philadelphia. Let's go to Nasir in West Philly. What's up, Nasir?
So, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning,
What's
Nasir.
Hey, Hill, you said everything I wanted to say, man. It's like, it's not just on Jalen. He played the worst game of his life last night. I get that. But let's start off on defense. Jomo jumped off on offsides when Cooper catched that pick. If that doesn't happen, probably won that game.
Well, no, Nasir. Justin Herbert threw the ball into coverage because he knew it was a free play. There's no interception if Ojomo doesn't jump off sides. Aaron Rodgers does this his whole career. When it's a free play, the quarterback just takes a shot because it doesn't matter. So that doesn't make any sense. That's not what happened. It was a free play, and Herbert knew it, and he just threw the ball into coverage. It wouldn't happen that way if there was no offsides.
Okay, so A.J. Brown drops.
Yep.
Especially in that touchdown. It's like Jalen, he needs to get better with progressions as well too. Like last week when we played the Bears, and he missed Dallas Goedert for the touchdown and passed it to Devontae Smith. It's like every week is something new with Jalen, and I think we have to just switch up the formation. Shotgun isn't just working. We got to get under center, single formation, out formation, something. Toss to Saquon, get running between the tackles, something, man. Because this offense isn't working.
Well, it's not working. Yeah, I just
wonder why.
I can't do the Petullo thing anymore, Nasir. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ojomo in the formations. Quarterback turned the ball over 5 times.
Nope, can't jump off sides, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going.
I blame you for this.
No, listen. I
beg everyone. Can we not do this today,
Joe? Do what? Wait a minute.
The offense, the play caller.
I mean, Hugh, the first caller is Moro Ojomo jumped off sides in the first quarter. The quarterback turned the ball over 5 times.
He did.
That's it. That's the story. The game. That's it. That's the problem.
What about the holding that, was it, holding. That was a touchdown.
That was
a touchdown.
But maybe
this team, like, again, the only person that this is surprising to is y'all. I tried to tell y'all.
What?
No, it is. I tried
Excuse
to tell y'all.
Excuse me.
First of all,
you told us in the offseason he was the second best quarterback in the NFL.
I ain't talking about the offseason. Now, see, you're stuck on one thing. I'm not talking about that. I told y'all the other day.
What'd you tell us?
I said. For y'all, I said they're not going to be able to fix everything in one shot.
I
told
don't think any of us said that they would.
I told you that.
Y'all
kind of disagree with me.
No, we
you
said disagree. We want them to.
Yeah, but we knew it wasn't going to happen. There was some positives out of this game yesterday. Not a whole lot, but the one thing that overshadows everything. Let me speak, Kyle.
You're causing me physical pain.
Because you don't want to hear what I got to say.
Because I don't care about the positives,
were egregious,
dude.
But there was some growth yesterday.
Oh my God!
You got it. And listen, this is where we are never going to see eye to eye, because you always have to look at the positives when it comes to games.
No, because you're lying to me.
I'm not lying.
You are lying to me.
I'm not lying to you, Kyle. I am trying to keep this thing afloat.
I don't need
guess
that
what?
Today.
Yes, we do.
No.
Guess what? Everything we're trying to accomplish is still right in front of us.
That's the problem.
There's a bigger problem here than the 10-7, 2025 Eagles.
And guess what,
the quarterback
Joe?
Might need to
what?
Be gone.
And guess what, Joe? There was a problem when the season started, when we all were making excuses. There was a problem.
This is worse, man.
It's bad. I'm not about to lie to you and tell you it's bad. But nothing we do at this point is probably going to change anything.
No, I understand.
Because I don't think.
But forget this season. We might need a new quarterback. Like, does anyone, like, do you see what I'm saying here?
I hear, Joe.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Well, that's a problem.
But right now, I am not focused on that.
That's all I can think about.
Because you're getting ahead of yourself.
Ahead
both
of
you guys. Can we get through this season first? Can we finish this one?
Ask the quarterback if we can get through this season. He's about to throw the season away. The last 5 games, he's a bottom 5 quarterback in the league. Ask him if we can get through the season. If they don't make the playoffs, it's on one person. It's on the quarterback. Like, seriously, forget. Remember, we had a conversation last week. What if they collapse? What about Sirianni? The collapse is on the quarterback. This is benchable play. He makes $50 million. And I know we're kidding with you, but I'm annoyed because I was freaking yelled at all offseason because I didn't have him as a top five quarterback. You guys are nuts. I might hit my own dump button. Like, I was yelled at all offseason. Joe, you hate the quarterback. No, you're blind. You're blind. He's not been a top five quarterback since 2022. You're blind.
Yeah.
And right now, if you don't see what I'm seeing, you're lying to yourself. Stop.
I don't know how you can, in the same breath, tell us that these things, you know, this stuff is not going to get fixed. But there were positives last night. Everything's right in front of you. Who cares? They're not going anywhere. This team is screwed. They're going nowhere fast. Seven sacks. Awesome. Want to throw a parade?
I think it's fixable.
Sure.
Do I know how? The running game, we got the running game going.
It's been 14 weeks.
Can I finish before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets?
No.
We just have to get – we have to figure – we're not moving on from Jalen right now. I can tell you that right now. They're going to try to fix whatever they could possibly fix in these next four games.
Yeah. Can I meet in the middle on this? I agree. I think what you just said there is fair, and I have the solution. He doesn't get to throw the ball much. I mean, like, I'm serious, right? Like, I agree with you. There were some signs in the running game. The defense got seven sacks.
But that's the thing, Joe. That has been the formula.
But not lately.
The whole time. You know, remember when I first got here, right? I'll tell you on the other side. Yeah. We got to go.
Yeah, because
this is a long story.
It's that's a good way to put it. It's a long story. And it's a bad one. 215-592-9494. All right, I think we got a quarterback problem. A legitimate quarterback problem. That's the story of the game, the day, the season, the year, the whole thing. Where do you come down on last night? Jalen Hurts, the present, the future. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baby, I got to read. We had so much.
Sure do.
Baby, okay, give me some time, everybody.
You got
it. If you want to bring big flavor to your table, you got to try this Hatfield recipe, Essentials Chorizo. Toss it in a breakfast burrito. Stir it in a spicy queso, or you can mix it into your favorite chili. It transforms everything. It's quick to cook, incredibly versatile, and packs the real chorizo heat you're looking for. Hatfield always brings the flavor, and you can taste the difference. Pick up Hatfield Chorizo and check out our recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.